I have zero injuries to report. Highlight of the day, so far. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what did you tell the team after this?
I'm proud of them. We've had a different road we traveled this year, and we've met every challenge. You know, we're at 10 wins, and we're one of six teams in the NFC. And this is an exciting day for the organization. It's an exciting day for our fans, and we're excited as a football team. Really looking forward to preparing this week and going up there and compete against Philadelphia in this tournament. So very, very proud of our football team. Just everything we've accomplished. Nothing's come easy for us, and we wouldn't want it any other way. Chicago came in here and battled like they always do. So that's the type of game you should expect when Chicago and Green Bay gets together, and we didn't disappoint tonight.
It seemed like your defense kind of cleared it there. Mike, can you comment a little bit?
I thought our defense was outstanding. I thought our defensive special teams clearly was the two major factors in the victory today. Defense kept them out of the end zone. Special teams, you know, I haven't seen the statistics, but I would think we won. We're very close to winning the field position battle. I thought Tim was excellent with the backed-up punts. Offensively, it was not our best day, no question. The field position, the turnovers with the field position we had. But, 10 points was enough to win today. And I was just very, very proud of the defense and special teams, the way they carried this game.
The
difference? Could you be more specific? I mean, it's 3-0 at halftime. We came in. We had zero panic or anything. And I thought the guys were very upbeat at halftime. It was fundamentals. Everything that did not go our way were things that we can control. So, and we came out and competed and won 10-3.
Looks a lot, Charles. Looks a lot as well.
Exactly. We wanted to put pressure on Cutler and. I thought Matt Forte did a good job running the ball there early. Had a couple runs come out in the first half, but wanted to put as much pressure as we could on the quarterback.
Eric Walden wasn't even on this roster recently. Mike, what is the day he had today? What does that say?
Well, he's just an excellent example. That's what's going on in our program. It's a credit to our program. It starts with the personnel acquisition and the coaching staff getting players ready, and Eric Walden coming in and taking full advantage of his opportunity. Can't say enough about the young man and the way he's performed, but the way he's worked and the extra hours that you see him and Kevin Green put in throughout the evenings upon his arrival here. So we've done a very good job getting players ready to play in a short period of time, and our team is formed. This is who we are, and we head into the playoffs.
Mike, do you think the NFC is wide open?
We're worried about Philadelphia. This and that. That's for you people to write. Philadelphia's a hard place to win. I'm sure our team looks a lot different than the first time we met. To start the year, and it's one at a time. So we feel very good about our chances. Play anybody, anytime, anywhere. So that's been our motto, and we're well oiled. We've been challenged. We'll learn from those challenges, and trust me, we'll be ready when we get to Philadelphia. We were prepared to play Saturday. We start working on Philadelphia Thursday, Thursday evening as a staff, and a lot of work was put in yesterday as a staff, and some coaches worked a little bit this morning. So we were preparing for the Saturday game. I assume Jeff announced that we play Sunday 4:30 at Philadelphia.
Mike, was there any sense of relief when you found out that they called a timeout before that first down late in the third quarter?
That helps, no question. That's football. There's plays that go your way and there's plays that don't. That's why you play 60 minutes. And we had some plays that didn't go our way too. So you just got to keep fighting through them.
Mike, much was made of Devin Hester's return ability, but Jamon had a return that really gave you guys great.
Absolutely. Jermon has been very consistent for us in the punt return. We felt like we've been close on really both the punt and the kickoffs all year. And, you know, hopefully the playoffs is when we finally get it to come all the way out the back end and score. But he does an excellent job fielding the ball. Does an excellent job with his reads. We were able to get the ball. It was a wall return. So he did a very nice job.
Big play so hard to come by in Chicago. What did it mean to have Aaron find those two back-to-back long passes?
Well, I mean, you have to take your shots. You got to run your offense. They were sitting on our vertical routes on the outside. We were able to get some things where we were able to, you know, take Greg on the end breaking route and get behind him on a wheel route. So they do a very good job. They play with excellent vision to the football. They're good defense. You know, statistically speaks for itself. So. But you can't turn the ball over. You got to do a better job on third down, and the most important key is to manage the down distance on third down. I thought we started the game doing that, but you know we had too many third and longs here, and you know, the untimely penalties with the second and 20. You know, that's a hard call.
Mike, you lost, I think, that half a dozen, maybe seven starters since the opening game of the season in Philadelphia. How else is this? Is your team different? You know, coming into this next game,
that's a long answer right there. That I'm not going to really get into. We're a different football team just from the faces that we have, but the core of our football team is the same. I think it's important. Anytime you start a season, you have systems in all three phases that can endure change, and ours has. And we're playing damn good football. We're a good football team, but we're working to be a great football team. And you know, we're not running a bunch of different plays or, you know, running a bunch of different blitzes. You know, we stay true to the fundamentals of football. Continue to put our players in the right, you know, positions to be successful. But this group is very coachable, hardworking, totally bought in. And I like the way they approach things. So the road does not concern us at all. So,
Mike, can you go through the play calling sequence on the driveway at the Celebrate Funeral?
Play, well, I mean, what's, we went to calls?
No, what was
I ran around first down. It was a dive play. We ran a fake quarterback sneak on the second play, and we had the defense we wanted. And in the third down, they played coverage, and we went to a, you know, six-man protection with double moves on the inside and didn't convert.
Scoreless at the half of your team, what did you say to the team?
Excuse me?
You're scoreless at the half, what did you say to your team?
Just really talked about the fundamentals. You know, I thought it was important to stay in tune with it was a three-point game. That really the problems that occurred in the first half were all things that we were able to control. So, I mean, we had to, you know, the first third and two, we had to drop ball, and then we had the fumble going into scoring position. So, just really stayed true to the game plan. Didn't really change a whole lot. But I thought our guys were upbeat, and they knew it was going to be a 60-minute game.
How much do you like Donald Lee's touchdown-to-catch ratio? It seems like lately, every time he has a catch, he has a touchdown.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, it's an excellent fake, full fake there, and Aaron did a good job with the ball handling. And Donald did an excellent route because, you know, the release on the route is key. You know, a lot of times they try to hold you in a goal line situation. So, well-executed play. Brian Bulaga made some errors today, obviously, with his penalties. But Brian Bulaga will line up and start and play well in Philadelphia. That's what I expect from him, and I'm guarantee you he'll prepare to do that. So it was a winning performance for our football team, and Brian will learn from his mistakes. But I'm sure when we turn the film on tomorrow, there'll be a lot of things that are very positive on Brian's behalf.
Thank you.